Oh, g'day, Ali. Long-time listener.
Yeah, hi, Ali. Look, I couldn't remain silent on this anymore. I had to ring.
This is ABC Radio Melbourne and Victoria.
So I'm on a little bit of a rant, so cut me off whenever you want.
Now we're talking.
Hi, Ali. Yeah, look, I just wanted to ring up.
Drive with Ali Moore.
Hello and welcome to Drive Across Victoria this Monday afternoon. Imagine if you could travel anywhere in this state on public transport for just 50 cents. Echuca to Melbourne, no problem. Dandenong to Geelong, whatever the route or the mode of public transport, what if 50 cents will get you there? In Queensland, the government's trialling a 50 cent flat rate fare on buses and trains and ferries and light rail to try and give people a reason to get back to public transport. It hasn't returned to pre-COVID levels. Here's the Queensland Premier, Stephen Miles.
These days you can't get much for 50 cents, but soon you'll be able to go anywhere on our public transport network. This is all about getting cars off the road, easing congestion, making it easier to get around the southeast as well as our provincial cities, and addressing cost of living. If it doesn't work and if people don't return to public transport, then it won't stack up and it won't continue.
That's the Queensland Premier. It is a use it or lose it in Queensland, but could it work here? We're a smaller state, aren't we? Shorter distances. Would you like a 50 cent fare? And would it be the right thing to get you onto public transport? Give me a call, 1300 222 774. Also this afternoon, remember this.
Do you want to try my milkshake?
Yes, I do.
Is it better than yours?
No, I think I prefer mine.
But what happens when one person takes action without an agreement?
You do, huh? Well, drink it. Drink it all.
What are you doing?
Drink it all.
That was the Respect Matters campaign from 3 years ago in the milkshake video that showed a woman wiping a milkshake all over a man's face. It was described as bizarre. Was actually pretty bizarre, if you remember it, and it didn't last as a campaign. Well, the government's now got a new campaign around respect and consent, and it's aimed at parents. We'll look at that a little later in the program. And do you think the government's got it right this time, aiming for the parents, making them a crucial part of the conversation? And also, I want to let you know about our pro bono discussion just after the 4:30 headlines. Have you got a parent who needs home care? Have you been trying to navigate the system of organising help at home? Where do you start? How do you find a provider? What do you want to know? What do you need to know? We'll have an expert in the studio to answer your questions just after the 4:30 news headlines.
On the ABC Listen app, your smart speaker, and on your radio.
This is ABC Radio Melbourne and Victoria with Ali Moore.
Well, imagine if you could go anywhere in this state for a 50 cent flat rate. Trevor's in Ararat. Hello, Trevor.
Oh, g'day, Ali. How are you going?
I'm good. What do you reckon? 50 cent flat rate?
I think it's good. The only thing I worry about is Dan's safe and effective Andrews put us in $152 billion worth of debt. I don't know how we're going to pay for anything, let alone that.
Yeah, look, it's interesting, very interesting point, Trevor, the cost of it. I do note that I think in Queensland they're thinking it's going to cost around $150 million. But if you look at the latest budget in this state, we are actually paying millions of dollars to the public transport providers to make up for the fact that passenger numbers are less than they should be. So there's a lot of money that's going out the door there. So I guess that could go to this. And I've got another text here saying, why bother charging 50 cents? Easier to make it free. There's actually a really good reason that they're doing it for 50 cents. And that's because they want to be able to track whether it does get used. It's the use it or lose it provision. So 50 cents allows them to measure people because they'll have to tap on and tap off. Robert Dow is a spokesperson for the Rail Back on Track, which is a public transport advocacy group based in Brisbane. Robert, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Ali. Good afternoon.
So I'm imagining that public transport users and proponents are pretty happy?
Well, they certainly are. This 50 cent flat fare has come at come with no sort of warning that was happening, and it was a real surprise. So, I mean, a staggering surprise, really. Our public transport network is fairly widespread. The 50-cent fare will apply to our TransLink public transport services, which include heavy rail, as you mentioned, our bus network, ferries, and light rail on the Gold Coast. Now, the effect of this is that you'll be able to travel, say, from Brisbane Central to Gympie North, which is a distance of about 172 kilometres by rail for 50 cents, which is amazing. Now, people are commuting regularly, for example, from the Gold Coast, Fasti Lakes, which is just under 90 kilometres from Central. The fare's about $11.50 each way for an adult on a go-kart.
It's a big saving.
Over $140 a week, they'll be paying $5.
So, Robert, that, of course, saving for commuters, but what about cost, which we just had that earlier caller? They're saying about $150 million. That doesn't actually seem an enormous amount.
No, it's $148 million was the figure that was quoted by the Treasurer, I think, from memory. Our public transport network only carries about a third of what the Melbourne public transport network does, so it's not quite as large in terms of passenger numbers. We still haven't recovered patronage from pre-COVID, so this is a bit of a move to try to get people back onto public transport. We're having a big problem with road congestion in southeast Queensland generally, and this is part of the political reason that they've done this, is to try to alleviate some of the road congestion by getting people back on public transport. One of the problems we have in southeast Queensland is that a lot of our public transport operates at low frequency, 30 minutes or even worse than that, even an hour. And that makes it pretty unattractive sometimes to use public transport. So they need to sort of look at this very carefully. And as patronage increases, and it will, because it's such a dramatic cost saving, we need to pay more attention to getting people from suburban homes to rail stations with better feeder bus networks, frequent feeder buses, get people on the rail. Part of the problem in Brisbane is that the bus network often operates in competition to the rail network. We need to get more buses going direct to rail stations. We've got capacity on rail. We need to use it.
Robert, the obvious thing is this is an election commitment, and it's a trial that's going to start, a pre-election commitment, I should say. It's a trial that's going to start in August. It will run for 6 months. If it does get lots more people onto the service, and that then inspires the timetables to get better, if the government then turns around and says, oh, actually, we're going to go back to what we were charging before, what happens then?
Well, probably the patronage will probably drop off. They've said it'll be a 6 month trial at this point in time. We have an election coming up, state election, October the 26th. Now, the opposition has said that they support this 50 cent flat fare initiative. So if there is a change of government in October, it will probably carry on for the 6 months as a trial, and then it will be reviewed. We're hoping that this trial will provide opportunities to show what direction we need to move in to improve our public transport network and perhaps look at some innovative fare products as well. But at the moment, we could do with improvements to our network. This is going to drive it to a certain extent because it's going to get more people using public transport without a doubt. I think probably up to 20-30% more, but we'll see how it progresses from August the 5th, won't we?
And then from there, they'll be able to work out, I guess, where the demand is. Do you reckon, I know that you know the Melbourne system pretty well, do you reckon it would work here?
It'd be more difficult in Melbourne, I think, because in many cases you're at, you know, fairly close to capacity in a lot of services. When I've gone down there, I've travelled on the line to Dandenong quite a bit, and it's often very heavily patronised at strange times as well, even in the evening. Melbourne needs to improve frequency in the same way that we do in southeast Queensland. Some lines have good frequency, train frequency in Melbourne. Other lines don't.
Yeah, absolutely. No, you're very right there. And indeed, I take your point that often they're very full services, but we are still paying a lot of money to the providers in the budget for being, you know, for shortfalls in passenger numbers post-COVID. It's an interesting conversation. Robert Dahl, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Ali. Good afternoon.
Robert Dahl there, spokesperson for Rail Back on Track, which is a public transport advocacy group based in Brisbane. We're talking about the pre-election promise from the Premier of Queensland, Stephen Miles. They're going for a 50-cent flat rate on buses, trains, ferries and light rail. Doesn't matter how long the trip is. If you can get to it on public transport, you can do it one way for 50 cents. Do you think it would work here? 1300 222 774. Elizabeth and Ivanhoe says buses here are free, barely anyone pays. And Jane in Warrnambool says doesn't matter if fares are 50 cents if there's no existing service. Well, Daniel Bowen is a spokesperson for the Public Transport Users Association. Hi, Daniel.
G'day, Ali.
Would it work here?
I think there would be some issues. As Robert noted, patronage is already much higher in Melbourne, and that means the revenue is much higher, and that's a significant amount of money you would have to forego to fund such a move. And I also agree with Robert that there are some areas of both Melbourne and Brisbane that have reasonable public transport, and other areas just don't. And so what you may end up seeing is the people that do have a reasonable service will say, great, there's a discount, I can travel, it'll save me a lot of money. But the people in all the suburbs of Melbourne where the only public transport is the bus once an hour, will take a look at that and say, well, whether the fare is $5 or 50 cents or even free, it's not really a viable option for me for getting around. I'll just get in the car, thanks.
But I guess if we did do it here and you got a really big increase in patronage, would that maybe be a catalyst to get an improvement? I mean, for example, I've got a text here saying Gippsland line trains hourly service not good enough. So if you could get more people on, that might lead to a more frequent service?
Potentially, you would see that on the services that already have a reasonable level of patronage and a reasonable frequency, but then it may just entrench what you've already got, which is some areas have very good service. That's a virtuous circle, if you like, and more people get on board and the government funds more services on those lines. And in the areas where there's just not a good enough service to attract people, that stays as a kind of stagnant, infrequent option that people won't use. I guess the other issue is, of course, the more that you discount the fares, the less revenue is coming in, and therefore the more the government has to scrounge around to find enough funding for any sort of upgrade to public transport.
And there's
very little payback from the fares then.
And we know we've got a big debt in this state, but I tell you what, if you look at the Mikey Daly trip, you know, zone 1 and 2, 1060, very different, isn't it, to 50 cents?
Oh, it certainly is. And look, there's absolutely an issue for short distance trips in Melbourne, where you're paying basically the same trip as for someone travelling anywhere on V-Line, because there's a V-Line cap of $10.60. So your return trip on the tram from, say, St Kilda to the city is the same price as a return trip from Bendigo or Ballarat or one of those other regional destinations. Mm. So I think they should be looking at the short trip fares and what they can do there. And they should also be looking at targeted discounts for people on low incomes. You know, the concession system is not too bad, but there are some gaps there. There are some people that probably do deserve concession fares or even free rides in some cases that probably can't get them. So making sure that it is genuinely affordable for people. But I think you can do that without wiping out all of the revenue and just making it 50 cents a ride for everybody.
Daniel Bowen, thanks for talking to us.
Thanks, Ellie.
That's a spokesperson for the Public Transport Users Association. I wonder what you think. If you're in regional Victoria, would you like to see cheaper fares, or would you prefer to see money put into more regular fares? Do you think maybe there should be more targeted discounts? A lot of you pointing out that you're just not getting the regular service that you really need. Anthony's in Doncaster East.